question. Where does the invocation of the Ishopanishad come from originally? And if it is not a part of the Ishopanishad, why is it included as the invocation? Answer: the text Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Evavashishyate is the first, is from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 5.1.1, and there it is used also as an invocation. So the previous chapters have had various contemplations, analysis of the nature of reality, pointing towards the supreme reality of Brahman, and there are further contemplations on Brahman in this fifth chapter, in this fifth chapter of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and that discussion is launched with this invocatory verse, which gives us the overarching principle in approaching the discussions about Brahman, that Brahman is inexhaustible, that even if innumerable emanations come from the Brahman, still Brahman remains inexhaustible. So the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is one of the most important Upanishads in the broad Vedic canon, and it is extensively quoted even by Acharyas, especially when the discussion about Upanishads and how the Upanishadic body of knowledge also points to the bhakti conclusions. For that purpose, quoting from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is considered very important. So now, Ishopanishad is the short as well as very powerful, very profound Upanishad that Srila Prabhupada has commented upon, and to his whole purpose in using the Ishopanishad, in commenting on the Ishopanishad, is to show how the absolute truth is personal. And yet the absolute truth is not personal simply like us. We are limited persons. So the unlimitedness of the absolute needs to be kept in mind while also understanding the personal attribute of the absolute. So of course that inconceivable and inconceivable nature of the absolute will be talked about repeatedly in the Ishopanishad itself, but to stress the point that the absolute is universe, is inexhaustible, that the absolute is the source of everything and still remains inexhausted, it remains not exhausted, to stress that basic principle of the infinitude of Brahman, and then to develop on it, to point out to how this is within this infinitude also the absolute truth can be personal. So Prabhupada uses this verse, which is a standard, which is often frequently quoted. In fact, it is one of the more well-known verses of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and because it gives the one of the essential principles of Upanishadic wisdom, because it serves, it fits into the flow of Ishopanishad, especially as Srila Prabhupada is analyzing and presenting it, and because as an invocatory verse, its use has already become extended beyond being simply seen as a verse in a particular Upanishad, to being seen as a frequently chanted mantra or verse or invocatory prayer. So this is Tamso Ma Jyotirgam, also comes from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, but it is quoted widely far outside the context also. So similarly, the invocation Om Purnamada Purnamidam, it is widely known beyond the Vedic context, beyond the particular context of that particular text. And so Srila Prabhupada uses it to give us a starting point for our exploration of the Ishopanishad. Thank you.